Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com radio. This is Imran Rasby. I go by Raz, and my son Daniel, who's a tax attorney. Well, we're here to really help you understand that there are three different things that are big killers to your retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. Most people think of just taxes and the big concern, but also risk and fees are a tax on your assets. And if you can eliminate or at least minimize those, then you get to use more of your money.
And usually when we talk about risk, we're talking about market risk, but there are other risks in retirement, right? There's a risk of needing long-term care services.
Yeah, that's a big risk. People are living longer, they have better health care, but that doesn't mean that they won't get dementia, they won't get Alzheimer's or other things, or Parkinson's and things like that, that seem to be much more prevalent now than they were 100 years ago. So what do we do? How do we protect ourselves? And does everybody need long-term care insurance in order to be safe?
Well, Raz, maybe I'll game the system. I mean, Medicaid is there to take care of me, so I'm just going to give all my money away and get an irrevocable trust, and then I'll qualify for Medicaid. That'll be my solution. I don't have to buy insurance now.
Well, if you give all your money away, then you're poor. You have to always be at somebody else's whim of whether you have any money to do anything with, which is a trustee has to be able to decide whether they want to give you any money. You don't have to charge anymore.
So let's step back a minute. Let's break down the...
But besides that, I don't really like our clients to be poor. You know, why game the system? I mean, if you have enough money, there's no reason to really try to look poor just so the government takes care of you, because they're not going to take the best care of you.
Do I really have enough money?
So that's the question.
So one of the ways you can find out is you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. You can make a free appointment, and we'll be happy to talk to you about different ideas for planning for long-term care. And like Raz said, that doesn't mean you have to buy insurance. There's lots of ways to care.
And many clients are surprised when they hear that they don't need to have long-term care insurance. And I'm not saying that as a fiduciary. We talked about that in an earlier show, but for each person, it's different. So we got to know your specific situation, whether it is really beneficial for you to have long-term care insurance or not.
So let's break it down. There's several ways that people can plan for long-term care costs in the future. And what's important to remember, it's not 100% guaranteed that you will need long-term care. Not everybody does. You know, you could die very peacefully in your sleep at age 95 in perfect health. But not everybody is that way. Some do need long-term care. So the risk is big enough and the cost is huge enough, if you do need it, that it's worth considering and making a plan. So the traditional way that people plan for long-term care is they buy an insurance policy. And there's a traditional long-term care insurance where it's just like car insurance or health insurance. You pay every month or every year, and you're buying a certain bucket of money to use for long-term care. And it might be $300,000 or $500,000, for example. And you're paying every year. And every year, or most years, the premium goes up because it's more expensive every year to insure.
Yeah, we started like car insurance. I'm sure your car insurance has gone up. Your homeowner's insurance has gone up. Those things do go up because of inflation, because of other costs and the regulations and things like that.
And if you never need it, then you spent all this money on long-term care. And then just like car insurance, you didn't wreck your car. You're not going to get paid from the car insurance company. But it's useful to have, because if you do need services, then the insurance company will pay out of that bucket of money that you've purchased. And it's not all in a lump sum. They're going to pay a certain amount per day or per month.
So let's back up for a second. What is long-term care insurance? Why would somebody even need long-term care insurance? I mean, you know, what does it do?
So long-term care insurance is supposed to give you a payment to cover services in particularly in old age when you cannot do 2 out of 6 activities of daily living, ADL.
So there's 6 activities of daily living they look at. And if you can't do 2 of those, then probably you can't do more than 2. And that's what they happens. And if you can't do those, then you need help. And usually that costs money.
And the 6 activities of daily living, just if you're not aware, they're bathing yourself, dressing yourself, toileting yourself, transferring, meaning getting out of bed or into the chair, eating by yourself, and then continence, being able to hold your bladder. So those are the 6. If you cannot do 2 out of 6 of these activities of daily living, that is the standard definition for okay, I'm in a long-term care situation.
So if you're in a long-term, what does that really mean? How does that hurt you? I mean, I know that if I wreck my car, I gotta get my car fixed, so I have car insurance. If my house burns down, then I need house insurance to rebuild my house. What happens here that I need this? What do I need?
Well, generally, if you cannot do at least two of those, you probably can't do all of them or most of them. And that means you have to have somebody with you constantly, maybe even 24 hours a day, helping you with basic life needs, basic needs of just being alive, to be able to move from your bed to the toilet or to the chair and to eat and things like that.
And there are different levels of help, because some are just help, and some are skilled nursing help, some are doctor help. There's a lot of different things that cost different amounts of money.
So you can have home health care. You can have somebody come into your house a few hours a day, or even full time, or even 24/7 and take care of you there.
And they could just come and clean or move or cook for you, things like that. Or they could be more skilled and be able to do a drip line or a change ostomy bag, or lots of different things that cost more money because they are more skilled.
And then there's facilities, as everybody thinks about nursing homes, but there are assisted living facilities that are not full nursing homes. So there's many different levels of care, but all of them are very expensive. The cheapest is usually home health care, and then assisted living will be a little more expensive, and then skilled nursing facility will be very expensive. And I've had clients that they had family members that were paying $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $16,000 every month for a skilled nursing facility. And then there's other clients that we've had experience with that paid only a few thousand dollars a month or less for somebody to come into their home and take care of them. So there's a wide range of costs. But if you have a traditional long-term care policy, it will pay out a claim when you cannot do two out of six activities of daily living. But there are two types. There is reimbursement and there is indemnity. And these are very important. Reimbursement means they will pay your bills, but only if you have an actual bill from a facility that they approve of. And they might approve of home health care, but it has to be an approved provider.
And you pay first and then submit the bills, or submit the bills directly to them and then they pay it after the bills.
Exactly. And then there's indemnity policies. Indemnity policy means if you qualify, they're just going to give you a cash payment and you can spend it on whatever you want.
Every month.
If you choose to just go to Vegas with the money and not care for yourself, you can do that. But it's indemnity. So if you qualify for the payment, then you get it and there's no questions asked about how you're spending it.
Yeah, if it's indemnity, you could even hire one of your children to come help you, because many of the times they want to do that, but they can't afford to do that because they have to take care of the family. They still have to make money.
Right. So to learn more about the differences between reimbursement and indemnity policies, or more definitions of activities of daily living, you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, make a free appointment there. So that's traditional long-term care insurance. A lot of people, that's the only type of policy they're aware of. But one of the downsides is, what if you pay for it all those years and then you never need long-term care? Well, now you've quote-unquote wasted all this money. Not really wasted. I mean, just like your car insurance is not a waste. If it was there, you needed it, it would have been there, but you didn't need it. So that's actually a good thing. But some people really, they didn't like the risk of paying for this for so many years and then not needing it. Like, well, I'm giving my kids less inheritance now because I've spent so much money on long-term care. So the insurance companies came up with a solution for this. It's called a hybrid policy. And a hybrid policy is long-term care with a life insurance attached to it. So if you never need it, then they refund your kids when you die in the form of a tax-free death benefit for life insurance. And it may not be a huge death benefit, but it's usually at least as much or more than what you've put into the long-term care. So at least there's no wastage there.
So basically what this means is you can put a hedge of protection around the rest of your assets. Because if you don't have any long-term care and you have $2 or $3 or $5 million, whatever you have, and you end up needing care and spending $10,000 to $15,000 a month, then there's unlimited drain on your resources and it could contaminate all your assets. Or you could take, say, $300,000 and build a wall around the rest of your assets and it can't be contaminated. So that $300,000 which you give to the insurance company, what they do is they use that first. When that runs out, then they guarantee the unlimited coverage for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live, how many you need.
And you're saying unlimited. There is one company at least that offers unlimited coverage, but most of them do have limits, and they could be very high limits. Could be $500,000 or $1 million, but they are going to have some limits. So it depends on the company, and not all of them are the same. They all have different definitions. So it's important to work with somebody that is really familiar with the different.
So a lot of our clients like this option because they say, well, we have enough money, we're going to pay for it ourselves. Well, if you pay for yourselves, why not just you put a build a wall and eliminate unlimited amount of money you got to pay yourself, just limit it to this much money. And then even if you don't use it, then that comes back to your family. You may not get the interest on it, but at least that comes back. So there are some advantages there, especially people that have a lot of money.
And then there's an issue with qualifying, you know, because either one of those policies, the traditional long-term care or the hybrid policy, requires you to be in good health in order to qualify. So that's not available to everybody. And if you are not in such great health, then there's other options you can look at. So you can prepay for long-term care services. Some facilities allow you to pay ahead of time so that if you need it, you can get in, and they don't care if you're in good health. So it's more expensive. That sometimes there's also prepayment for home health care. You can get on a subscription with some home health care providers so you can pay ahead of time in case you need it. And so a lot of those programs, usually you don't have to qualify for health. Then there are some retirement account options. If you have either a lump sum of investments or IRA money, sometimes you can put that with an insurance company and as an investment, maybe with some kind of annuity, and they might be paying you a pension. But if you need long-term care services, they pay you a lot more. So it's built in there. And a lot of those you don't have to qualify for either. With health, as long as you have the money to put into the product, you're going to get that benefit if you need long-term care. So there are other ways, even if you're not in good health. So if you've been declined in the past for long-term care, but you do have some money to set aside towards it, and you just want to make sure you're not spending all your money on care, then talk to us. We might be able to find some options for you in that area. But like Raz was mentioning earlier, you may not even need to have long-term care insurance. So think about it this way. Let's say you have a few million dollars set aside, and you are living off the interest on your investments and your Social Security, and maybe you don't even have a few million, maybe you have a couple million dollars set aside, and your Social Security, and maybe you have a pension, and then you have the interest on your investments, and your total income.
Or you still even have rental income. So those things don't go away when you end up having a long-term care need. The rental income still keeps coming in, the Social Security keeps coming in, the pension keeps coming in, the interest keeps coming in. So that money is still going to come there.
So let's say you're living a lifestyle that you're spending about $100,000 a year, $150,000 a year on your lifestyle from these sources, Social Security, pension, rental income, IRA distributions, and so on. That's coming in. If you need to go into a nursing home, well, that money, that income is not going away. It's still there. But what are you not spending other money? You're not spending money on a mortgage, on your food and your electric bill, because you're living in the nursing home now. So your expenses go away. Your normal expenses go away.
Not always. I mean, if you have a spouse, you still have some expenses maybe
sure.
there.
But a lot of those expenses may go away. Now, of course, there's a new expense being added, but there's some overlap there. So maybe you still need some kind of long-term care, but maybe you only need a smaller policy. And so it's important to be very intentional about long-term care, and don't get more than you need to, but plan ahead and don't just, wait and see, that's not a great plan. And we didn't really have time to get into the Medicaid thing in this segment, but maybe we'll talk about that in the future. But I generally don't recommend the Medicaid trusts for a number of reasons. But go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll be happy to talk to you, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.